I think you know.
Ollie on a dime, Dollywood elite, posse in effect, Poppy in his tea, Dottie, I'm a rebel, cut away the pattern, Corpy on the dash, Muppets take Manhattan, circulate the pest, faded corpse paint,
Hail Mary Mallon, Gang of Ford Sake, Aesop Rock, Rob Sonic,
don't go in the light, here's Bobby Go,
Platinum Affaton, Lily Magnum, Silly Rabbit Dumb,
I haven't listened to Kendrick yet,
campus pack a gun, rug your ragged from trouble as it comes, Mr. 50 Wayne, City Bully Broad, if he couldn't call,
people are knocking. Jay and his brother-in-law, Puska, are on the show. Well, Jay's always on the show. This is Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan. And with me, about to be to my right, because the door is locked in the studio now,
is Linda Peralta.
And a first-time guest is the...
Ever-dense
Stephen Mitzmacher. Let's get you a mic.
Well, there, it's right there. It's he missed the mic. That's right in front of his face.
It's going well so far.
Everything's right going well.
I'm just here to make the room hotter.
It's working. Trust me. You walked in and already went up 38 degrees. So the number is 718-928-9732. There is
a very happy Easter edition,
oh, a happy Easter. He has risen to teach us fundies.
Yeah.
So did you see my Facebook thing?
No.
Oh,
I can go back on Facebook today.
Oh, look at you. Go see it. Yeah, he does this thing where he gives up Facebook for Lent every, what is it, a month and a half?
Yeah, a month and a half. 40 days.
That's about a month and a half. See, I know things. Yep. I know. I didn't just fuck Catholic girls.
Well, I go through the desert, too. Yes, that's what I do.
Oh, okay. Went through Sedona.
Yeah, let me help him out. You fill the air.
Yeah, thank you. So, we have a full plate on our hands today. Sports was very good to us this week, and we thank the sports gods for that. I could start with Eli. I could start with the Mets. But I'm going to start with the dysfunction that is the New York Knickerbockers.
Lots to go through today.
Lots to go through with the New York Knickerbockers. So, the exit meetings happened. Kristaps Porzingis skips the exit meeting.
Great move.
I agree with that. We'll get to that in a second. But Phil Jackson comes out and says, we're actively trying to trade Melo. Do you have the direct quote, Linda?
No, I don't. Hold on.
That's good. So Phil Jackson says, we're actively trying to trade Carmelo Anthony, and maybe he should find somewhere else to play, essentially. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what Phil said, but that is as close as you could get to get the fuck out of here, guy. To which Melo responded.
I believe he said something like, he does not fit in our future plans.
Yeah, he does not fit in our future plans. Right. Very good. That sounds more Phil Jackson-y.
Yep.
And would
be better off somewhere else and doesn't fit the direction the Knicks are headed.
Right.
Okay.
But
so leave.
Okay, go ahead. Because we disagree on this a little bit.
Yes, we do. And then Melo, with the troll of troll pictures, which was so great.
Really?
He put up the picture of Leonardo DiCaprio on The Great Gatsby with the cane, with the two crying emojis, ha ha ha, stay mellow. And listen, now go.
He said really.
Really, really. Yeah, he said really. Now I'm in the other boat. Go win. Go have fun. I want the Knicks to lose 71 games next year.
To love Carmelo Anthony is to let him go.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah,
I've been saying that.
You're right. You're right. And he doesn't deserve this shabby hotel.
No, he didn't for the last year and a half.
No.
So, clearly, again, James Dolan, tone deaf.
Awful.
Tone deaf.
Picks up Phil's option.
Picked up the option. Two more years of Phil Jackson. Now, there's no saying he makes it through 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's a minimum that you have him.
You got to pay him for 2 years.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
Yeah, unless we're going to Bonilla him. Mm-hmm. Just a bad move. I mean, you know, I read this article this morning that the players are openly disregarding the triangle offense.
Yeah.
They just don't give a fuck.
No.
So what are we doing? I mean, why pick up the option? But what Phil said about Melo, there's nothing wrong with it. You could have said something to the effect of, you know, we thank Melo for everything he did for his time in New York.
Yeah.
You could throw something like that in, and it makes it a little bit better.
You could do that. Also, I want to know, because they had the face-to-face on Monday, the day after the season ended, did Phil Jackson say this to Melo?
I think so. Does he have to? I mean, he should out of respect, but really, this is kind of the way he's felt.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did say it. I think
Melo's shocked that he said it in the media as blatantly as he said it.
Could be.
I don't know, because on Wednesday he said, he's like, I'd love to stay, but I'm open to going. Meaning there was still, I feel like there was a very lack of communication between the two of them.
We've been hearing that for 2 years.
Yeah, now. But the idea that Melo's just going to say, because Steve and you and I were texting the other night, And Steve says, well, maybe he'll go to the Sixers. The idea that Melo would go anywhere except the Clippers, the Cavaliers, the Spurs, the Pacers, and the Celtics, and the Rockets is ridiculous.
I'm hearing a lot about Miami, though.
Well,
yeah, but why?
But the Sixers are better play than Miami. I mean, the Sixers have a lot of good young talent.
Miami just missed the playoffs literally on percentage points.
Yeah, well.
So I don't
think.
That's
like you and your fantasy football league.
That's the championship. Yeah. That wasn't the playoffs. Yeah. Miami, I think, is a better play than Philly, but I don't think he goes to either one of those places. It's got to be. Because listen, the only way I'm trading Carmelo Anthony, the only way I'm getting anything in return is Blake Griffin for Melo, and that's never, ever going to happen.
Melo has no value anymore. He's no value.
I disagree with that.
He's no. You're looking for a first round pick. I mean,
yes.
You're looking. It's crazy.
I could take an end of first round. Why not? Oof. So he goes to Cleveland. You give me the 30th overall pick.
That's it.
No, you give me another. You give me a Liggins or a, I don't know, a role player. I don't know, a Channing Frye. I don't fucking know.
You want J.R. Smith back?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. That's what we would get back. Yeah. You know, we would get J.R. Smith and Shumpert and a second round pick.
I'd be happy with that.
I wouldn't.
I'd be happy.
Come on.
Get me Gallinari. Let's do the same trade in reverse.
Again? Yeah. And we'll just get Mozgov and we'll get all the players that went in that trade. We'll bring Chauncey Billups out of retirement.
I love players. Players are great.
Players are great. Players are my favorite.
So nothing. There's really nothing new here to talk about.
But
it's the same old bullshit.
But it's shocking. It's shocking.
But why are you shocked?
Because this man still has a job.
Well, that's different.
That's shocking.
Yeah, but I'm not shocked that he said what he said. I'm not shocked he feels the way he feels. We've seen this.
And if I was Jeff Hornacek, I'd run for the Pfizer hex right now. Yeah. Go. Just go. You don't need this. You're going to be fired next year. I hope you know this is what we do.
Well,
we tell you we're rebuilding. We rebuild, you know, on a foundation where the house sinks a little bit to the left and people fall out of it and you lose 58 games and then you're fired.
Well, Steve Kerr, remember when Steve Kerr was coming here and that was exciting? And Steve Kerr was like,
wait a minute. Hey, the Warriors? Wait a minute.
Well, and then I think this is terrible to keep bringing this up, but to learn how to coach for the Knicks, I mean, look no further than the guy who interviewed for the Knicks and then dropped dead the next day.
Yeah, Marks, I think it was. Yeah. Was it Marks? Sean Marks? Something
Sean
like
Marks.
That? Yeah.
So, then, I mean, that's...
Well, you know, he died there.
No, didn't
he die at the meeting?
No.
No, he died on his way from the meeting.
Well, that's what happens when Phil Jackson talks to you. Yeah. You're just dead.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just dead. You know, the fact that he's here takes away a listener from us. I hope you understand that.
He doesn't listen.
I don't listen
how
anyway.
How dare you? How dare you?
It gives us a listener.
That's nice. So... The idea that Phil Jackson is still in, it's so bizarre, because if you did what he did, you know, put this NBA 2K10 team together, if you did what he did.
Wait a minute. Let's not crucify him now, because you were excited for this team.
Of course I was.
He made the right moves in your eyes. It just didn't pan out.
It was Sean Rooks, and it was 46 hours after the meeting.
And he was aged 46, I believe, wasn't he?
It was a long meeting. So.
Was he 46 years old? Linda?
Or maybe I'm reading this wrong. He is 46 hours after the meeting. My bad.
He was 46. He got 86 3 days after the meeting.
They took my hand.
That's
so
good. So she's getting this news from backdoorcatholicschoolgirls.com.
It's one of my I get a lot of news from there. Let me tell you, it's always on point. So backdoorcatholicschoolgirls.com is our new sponsor here at Point of Order. Donate a quarter.
If you've got a nickel.
Yeah, it's Easter. Donate to backdoorcatholicschoolgirls.com. They need your help.
When are they kicking us off this thing?
I don't know. They will, though. So even more so with Phil Jackson, then you have James Dolan calling a fan an asshole. And did you hear what Dolan did afterwards? The fan tried to get season tickets. They kept hanging up on him.
It's great.
He tried to renew his season. He's been a season ticket holder for like 30 years.
Yep.
Was saying that, you know, you're not your father. You'll never figure it out. And tried to call back, I don't know, a couple of days ago to get his season tickets. Kept hanging up on him. That's the franchise.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's good insight. Yeah. That is ridiculous. But what it's you're like the Phil Sims of this show. Yep. I just don't understand how you could... How Adam Silver could let this happen, too. There should be a governing body. It's almost, hey, you want to throw the racism card out there for the Charles Oakley thing, you could do that. You want to throw the fucking with your fans thing for the not helping a guy get a season tickets back, you could do that.
I still don't think Silver should get involved in either of those things.
I know,
I really
but
don't.
I want Dolan gone.
I understand. If you were going to tell me a byproduct would be Dolan gone, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't want the commissioner policing that heavily in the game. I just don't.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
Well, it's the business of the game, though. That, yeah, that doesn't look good.
We're
for
the
NBA.
Biggest market in America. And you're I still see people at Knicks games. Don't get me wrong. I still see people there, which I don't understand.
I'd still go. I know you had no interest.
I had no interest.
I'm not going to hold the team accountable. I can't hold the players accountable for the stupidity that they're surrounded by.
But
I want to root for them.
But unfortunately, unless they start to see any sort of revenue go down, nothing's going to change.
Right. But think about just the amount of tourists that visit New York alone that go to Knicks games to keep that afloat.
Yeah.
Here's Dolan's quote. Asked about the allegations of calling the guy an asshole, Dolan says, I did call him an asshole because he's an asshole.
Well, there you go. There you go.
But wait a minute. Now, if he was putting out a winning product, this would be golden.
Yeah.
We'd be like, that's right. That's our owner.
You're an asshole, guy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our owner. Yeah, sure. That's our little owner who plays at Dirty Pierre's in Queens with his little guitar playing Freebird covers with his little water and lime.
For Jonathan's ceremony. For Jonathan's anniversary. Yeah.
Happy anniversary there, white bread.
This is great.
So it's 718-928-9732 if anyone's listening on this Easter Sunday. The Lord is risen, and so have we.
And because of this, Porzingis is absolutely frustrated.
Yeah. He was planning a long trip to Latvia. You hear that? He's planning a long trip to Latvia. You don't go to Latvia unless you want to get away from everything.
Yes.
I mean, really. You know, when somebody says, I'm upset, I'm depressed, Xanax, this, that, and the other, I'm going to Latvia.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Go to Latvia.
Maybe that's the key.
Head to Latvia. You're very tan today.
I don't know why.
You look very tan.
It's the red shirt.
Oh, well, that's that must be it.
And Phil also said that he doesn't think he's ready to be take the big load for the Knicks.
I would try again. I would say maybe shoulder the load.
Phil's not ready to take the big load.
That's a big load for anybody to take on. Sorry.
CatholicSchoolGirls.com. They're not taking the big load.
Who's
loads.
Reporting this? Nikki the Angel?
You know them by name.
Well, she's hot.
Yeah.
So he's talking about Kristaps?
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, good. Hey, he's going to be a Laker in 2 years.
He's shown that he's competitive. He's shown that.
But he shouldn't be ready yet.
Yeah, he's 21.
Put some pieces around him. But that's the thing about Phil's quotes. There's not necessarily anything wrong with him, but he doesn't build winners.
Phil Jackson's I would talk about building winners, but it's going to happen on the other side of the comparison. Phil Jackson's the Jose Mourinho of basketball. He tries to get in your head and tries to make you into the Zen thing that you're not. These are just guys.
Yeah.
They're just guys playing a sport. They're not looking for meta inside of their basketball minds. Pass the ball, shoot the ball. Dunk the ball, defense. They're not looking for how can I, find Vishnu on this play. Vishnu? Talk.
Press the wrong button.
I didn't.
Oh, hit the thing. You're on the air.
You're talking.
Good morning, party people. How's it going?
Oh, it's a Seattle slew.
Yeah, it's a slurry. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yes, I think it's very interesting, this Porzingis thing. I said you guys were talking about it. Someone wrote an article, I think like a day or two ago, saying, it must have been yesterday, Kristaps Porzingis, the fact that he didn't go to these meetings, it shows not only is he pissed off at the organization, but guess what, Phil Jackson, you're on the clock as well as I am. Basically saying, like, look, you don't have any more leverage. You have me for 2 more years max, you know, or minimum at least. So at least he's sort of saying, like, look, I can go wherever the fuck I want after, you know, they have to pick up his 2-year option to be the first round pick. But I think it's good on Kristaps, and the fact is, he's probably going to suck here for the next 2 years. He's going to be on this shitty team. But, it's sad, but that's the Knicks' affairs, I guess.
Yeah, but when you look at what Kristaps Porzingis did, yes, it's an act of defiance, and yes, it's important to note that, hey, listen, we're pissed off. But do you really think Phil Jackson, I mean, they're going to trade Melo. I'm now reserved to the fact that they're going to trade Melo. But how
can they? I mean, the fact is he put all his cards on the table saying we are going to trade him. So now what other teams are going to do, because they're smart, they're going to go, I'm going to need more from you. You know, they'll just keep doing that, and they'll know Phil has no option because Phil wants to do it. It's his number one goal now. So now he's got no leverage in this situation. Because people are going to try to take advantage of that.
We're going to get a third-round pick.
You know, as they always do.
Yeah. No, but what,
very much.
But what I was going to say, about the Melo situation is that now that you trade Carmelo Anthony, let's say you trade him. Okay, you get, I don't know, you get a second round pick and a couple of guys.
Jose Calderon.
Yeah, you get Jose Calderon back. I don't know what you get, but you get whatever, right? Now you got free cap space. Phil Jackson has proven he signs losers, or he signs guys. Because nobody, I don't understand what's happening, that nobody's given Brandon Jennings any flack for quitting. He quit. He quit the team.
He did. But you know what? He was smart. And you know what? I'm fucking tired of cap space, man. That's all we've had. And we keep signing fucking assholes and losers and overpriced veterans that have been 5 years past their prime. It's unreal. Get a draft pick. So that's why on the final night of the game.
White Ron.
Yeah. I love White Ron, but he fucked us.
Fucking Endor. He's on planet Endor. Fucking, he puts in the lamp of his life and fucks us out of two draft spots in 2 seconds.
The greatest.
In the last fucking second.
The greatest thing was watching the 76ers Twitter feed and all the praise that he was getting from their fans.
Yeah.
They're putting up statues in Philly to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, that was, of course they fucking win that game. Of course they do.
They're Knicks.
They can't even lose right.
They're Knicks, man. Don't you understand what this is?
The problem was the 76ers had the same record as the, as the Knicks, essentially.
Yeah.
So we were jockeying for position. So had we had won, or had we had lost and Philly won, like, we would have had a better chance at the fourth pick.
Mm.
That's like, you know, where they slotted that. Now we are in a nose-to-nose tie with Minnesota.
For seven, right?
Who lost their last game. Six.
Six.
But it's a coin flip. So that means either we get the six or we get the seven,
well,
depending on the coin flip.
Well, we know.
That's how the coin flip usually goes through.
Well, we're the Knicks. I mean, we're going to wind up picking 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, well, I mean, you know, we've seen stupid things happen with this stupid lottery, which it should just go by record.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. We all know that what it should be. But we've seen stupid things happen with this lottery. Hey, I remember there was one year where a 6 fell to a 2. It happens. It can happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Knowing the Knicks, 6 will fall to 38.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be another team. They'll start. The Vegas Golden Knights will get an NHL player coming in here. You know? Like, it doesn't matter with the Knicks. And they can't draft. If Phil Jackson's drafting the man, can't draft.
Well, hold on. Phil Jackson drafted Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
Much of the chagrin of the NBA.
That's because he had a choice of a very good draft. And as he would in this draft as well. So that's the problem here. Now you're trading Melo, okay? You're trading Melo for fucking peanuts. You know you're going to get peanuts for him. Now we're going to have a young Kristaps, a young first-round pick here, and no one else around, and we're going to be a mediocre team for as long as possible, because that's just how it works. We need a star. Carmelo's the star that we need for the next 2 years, which is why I'm sort of opposed to trading Melo at this point, because if we luck out in the draft and we get a high pick, then we have Melo, then we have Kristaps, then we have a stacked fucking college guy that you know, because, like, the draft is pretty good. Then we have something going. Then there's something that we can do for the next couple of years and work around it. Trade Joakim Noah, go to the commissioner, get it in, like, you know, one of those amnesty clauses or some shit like that.
Yeah, you got to be able to avoid
start
that deal.
Over.
Go to the hospital and hit him with a bedpan like Steve Austin. It doesn't matter what you do with Joakim Noah. He's out for 4 to 6 months. Two, he's suspended for 15 games. So really, what the fuck does that matter at this point? What the point is now, let's say I offered this to you as the Oklahoma City Thunder. Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
Victor Oladipo and Anthony Morrow and a first round pick for next year, for Carmelo Anthony.
No thanks.
What?
No thanks.
You get another first round. We're going to be bad.
No thanks.
So I would take that. Wouldn't you take that, Steve?
It's
the first round pick.
Why it sucks.
No thanks.
I'm aware. About 90% of first round picks don't work out, Joe. I hope. I
and they're all in the Knicks. Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
But it sucks because Melo was an all-star just a year ago, 2 years ago, and the fact is we're now selling him to a team that's really not going to give that much back. I mean, Oladipo is a fine player, but he's due for a fucking contract at some point, and, you know, God knows we'll probably pay him like $85 million, you know, fucking blow his knee out. It's just never ending, and I think that's the theme here. And so I guess you're half into your show, and you've only talked about the Knicks, so I'm going to let you guys
I was going to say, you know what is ending?
Oh, you got to do about that.
This phone call.
Okay.
You gotta so, let Steve, I like when he uses phrases like he's a fine player.
Yeah, it's nice.
Caught. Yeah, right?
I'm caught. Show's over.
Yeah.
All right, let's move
I
off.
I would also like to say Steve himself is a fine man. He's a fine gentleman.
I mean, it depends on which alley you're looking through. Yeah. But let's diverge from the Knicks fiery boat and go to the New York Metropolitans.
Well, we gotta get to this
Eli Manning? Eli sure. Manning. Pull it up. I'm going to make a case, counselor.
Counselor?
14 years, counselor.
So let's set this up for those pilferer. That might not know what's going on.
He pilfers.
So Eli Manning got caught up in a ring
pilfering.
Selling
game-worn
stuff, helmets, jerseys, whatever.
That wasn't
that were
game
not
worn.
Actually game-worn. So he was asking the equipment manager for things, and he was selling them as though they were game-worn.
Yeah, make them look game-worn. You know, scratch it with a key right up top of the helmet there
where my great kazoo head goes.
That
can pass as game-worn. That's basically all he wrote in the
All right,
email.
So did I set it up fairly?
You did.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is bigger than what Brady did, because Brady didn't do anything.
Go ahead.
Because... let's say it was 80 degrees. The fucking ball wouldn't have changed. The man could have had a rock, a baby, or a volleyball thrown it and won a ring. It doesn't matter. That man is great. And you persecuted him for absolutely no reason. You didn't really find anything.
He still had the balls manipulated.
Okay. You could say that guy had the balls manipulated. It was that guy over there.
Well, okay.
This is from Eli Manning.
Good, I'm going to let you go.
This is from Eli Manning texting, hey, how do you know that these helmets didn't go to charities? How do you know that he didn't defraud a kid's Make-A-Wish? And as he's dying, he's like, I got my Eli Manning helmet. But it's not an Eli Manning helmet. The kid died thinking that this was an Eli Manning helmet. 4 games, Geno Smith. Get in there.
Is that a bad thing for the kid to live under the illusion under his last few days that he had a game-worn helmet?
Yeah, because I could see Eli Manning, you know, with his little barbecue with his brother who's on HGH, who's 65... who's 65 pounds heavier, talking about how they defrauded this cancer kid. Little bald bastard, I bet he called him. I know Eli Manning. He might be dumb, but he's not stupid.
Okay, so if this turns out to be true, right, yeah. And it's true, he should be suspended.
That's right.
And it's big. It's bigly.
And if it's more than just 2 helmets, because that's what they have right now.
Well, what's the measure here? How many helmets get you how many games?
Well, I mean...
Well, actually, it really depends on how recent they occurred.
Because
right now, the emails are from 2010, which would... And New Jersey is way more.
Wasn't that
time.
Super Bowl year?
Statute of limitations on the helmets?
Yeah. But they do say that there's stuff that's 2012. So if they can get concrete evidence for the 2012 allegations, then there's a case.
And for those of you who are telling me that if it was such a big deal, why hasn't the NFL picked this up? Dan Rooney died, the president of the Steelers, and he essentially started the NFL. So that's why. They'll pick it up next week after Jesus is risen. We'll put Eli Manning in the ground next week. Don't worry about it.
Scumbag. That's it. That's all you can say.
That's all.
There's nothing.
Will, Giants fans,
love Eli
whoever
Manning.
You are.
Love Eli Manning.
Come in, call, tell me. Tell me why he's not a scumbag for doing this.
Scumfuck move.
Because if it was, let's say, I don't know, who do I even have on my team anymore?
I was going to say, if it was Mark Sanchez, nobody would want those things anyway.
I would. 3,000, Mark. No, I don't even know. Who do I have on my team?
Who's your quarterback these days?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the thing. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, bro?
No, I'm talking about thinking about Eli Manning. I mean, the guy is a scumbag, obviously. I mean, didn't his brother also put like his balls on a woman's face?
He did
like
that.
So, yeah, so you know, they're both scumbags. The father's a scumbag too. You know, they're all degenerates.
Yes.
I don't put it beyond Eli to, you know. There was that post on Facebook too, talking about it. You know, obviously the guy had a contract to provide helmets for certain dates. I'm sure important games, because Steiner sells the collectibles. You know, they like to do specific game use shit. And if it's 2010, I think that was a Super Bowl year.
It was.
Yeah, so, you know, it could be a helmet from there that he wanted to keep for himself, and he said, you know what, fuck that. You know, use an eraser or some shit on part of the logo and, you know, say I got, you know, destroyed. Like one of my many concussions, just you say that that's the helmet they removed from my brain. Dead.
Put some of your own blood on there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't put it past him. I'm actually pretty certain it's a, you know, that's how it went down. So, you know, he should be suspended for at least. They'll probably go easy on him.
Two
but
games.
He should be suspended for at least. Yeah, I think two, but I think he should be suspended for more. Just because it's, you know. It's,
four. It should be
it's
four.
It's a really scumbag thing. I mean, it's a simple enough thing. You know, you're giving up a fucking helmet that you use, you know, for a game. You played a million games.
Yeah.
And you suck anyway. So
yeah.
What's the problem?
How many fucking helmets do you need? You need 50 helmets?
Really?
Well, in your house?
Well, hold on. Because let's look at it. I want to ask you this question because I'm fine with two games. But why would you what he does not interfere with play, right?
Right.
So it does interfere.
It makes the NFL look bad. I mean, you know, they're worried about their image, and you know, Eli was one of those guys that they, you know, counted on doing those stupid ass commercials.
Agreed.
You know,
but you can't hold him at a higher status because he was that guy who was supposed to uphold the image. That's not fair.
No, I think you should. I think you should. Absolutely. Why not? You're giving this guy a responsibility to carry a certain image, and everybody thinks he's, you know, oh, Eli, you know, that the village idiot. And instead, you know, he's a village scumbag. So, you know, he should be treated that way.
Yeah, I just don't think you can hold him more accountable because he's more of a face. That just doesn't work.
But Brady's more of a face than Eli.
No, agreed. I mean, we've talked about that, too, about Brady's suspension and how four games is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I said two.
I think two, probably.
Two would have been fine for Brady. But agreed. Like I said, it doesn't matter who you have throwing for – I mean, it does matter who you have throwing for the Patriots. But we all see how good Jimmy Garoppolo is. We all understand how good that kid's going to be. And Tom Brady, though, is he's the NFL. Yep. He might as well be the fucking logo. He's the NFL.
But can I say something, though?
Go,
Tom
go.
Brady, you got to know Tom Brady is also – he is sort of the face of the NFL, but in a different way. He's not like that goody-two-shoes
thing.
You know Tom Brady. He's a tough guy. You know, he's a competitor. He doesn't like to –
I like
know,
to lose.
Punches. You know, he plays hard. He doesn't go crazy in his interviews. You know, he says a few words and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, Eli's the guy. Oh, well, I think we were really good. You know, I don't know what that was, but it was
supposed to be. That's all right. I deal with it.
you know, he has that, like, you know, little innocent thing going on. But it turns out, you know, he's more of a scumbag than anybody else probably, you know, in terms of quarterbacks and shit that they've done. You know, Tom Brady, you know, Deflategate, stuff like that. It's really... You know, it is what it is. But Eli, I think, had that image of that, you know, good luck. You know, hey, you know, I'm Eli Manning. You know, I do this stuff, and you know, I'm the underdog and all that stuff, and everybody hates me. So, you know, I think he should be held accountable, regardless whether it's two games or four games. He's probably not going to get suspended at all.
No.
I wouldn't even put that past it, to be honest.
He's not.
But you know, it is what it is. If Geno Smith plays, hey, who knows? You know.
Yeah, I do. I know.
You know, who knows what's going to happen?
I do.
We'll probably just end the franchise. We'll just, you know,
it'll
say,
be over, yeah.
We're going to close down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thank you for the call, brother.
Thanks.
No problem. Take care,
talk
guys.
Soon.
Happy Easter.
Yep.
Happy Easter.
All right, so, I mean, people understand where I'm going with this. I think this is it affects the bottom line. It affects the face of the NFL. It affects the image.
It doesn't affect the bottom line.
It does.
Stop it.
People will be weary now of game you shit.
Who? If you weren't weary of game you shit before this, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, I was always.
Come on.
I always just bought baseball cards. I never bought anybody's game
you
shit.
Like you told that guy, you're going to sell him cards at Charles Park, Howard Beach.
Ralph
calls me every fucking day.
He's still calling.
I think I have his number. If you want to call Ralph.
The greatest man. Hi, Jason. This message is for Joe. Yeah, I went to the credit union. I took out all my money. You got that card?
It was funny. Come on, leave me alone. Everybody just leave me alone. That was
all right,
great.
Give him two games. Who cares?
Two games is fine. If you
two games, you go 2-0 with Gino.
If you give him any,
I really do want to see Gino.
I do too. It's fascinating.
I want to.
I do.
Yeah,
too.
Then you'll understand. You'll understand why. That's okay.
He sucks. I know that.
Oh,
I've been saying that.
Beyond sucks.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, you can't even find his jersey in TJ Maxx anymore. Now it's at Ross's.
Yeah.
Now it's at Ross's.
That's where Steve gets his jersey.
Or the Dollar Tree.
Okay, so next, we're going to move on to...
The secret family that's no longer secret?
Yeah! Well, the Mets. Let's just talk about the Mets. Okay, so the Mets are 7-5, right? Now, I'm going to tell you why the Mets are the best team in baseball at 7-5. They're only 7... They should be, seriously, I would say 9-3. Familia is the reason why they're 7-5. This bullpen has been stretched so fucking thin that... You know, I can't blame Salas for last night. I blame Terry for last night.
Listen, Terry,
leave the Grom in there.
Terry losing you games.
I mean, he's losing, and yeah, the wheel of lineup mystery.
When did you guys take DeGrom out last night?
In the seventh. Let him pitch. He had 87 pitches through seven.
But we saw this the other night with Zach Wheeler, who's going to be fine. I mean, are you flipping out? You wanted Zach Wheeler's head sent to you.
I said it was a better start. Yeah,
it was a great start.
It's a better start.
But he took him out. And then who came in and gives up a grand slam? Was it Robles?
Hansel, yeah.
I mean, but I can't blame Hansel either.
No.
He's pitching every night.
Yeah, and these are bad situations to put Hansel Robles into. How about Jerry in that situation? Jerry had been on a day or two's rest at that point. Put Jerry in that situation. Blevins, if you don't know. Put him in.
Jerry's killing it. He's unbelievable. But that's going to stop, too.
Yeah, it has
to. So, you know, it's law of averages.
I mean, and last night, I understand that they brought up Sean Gilmartin just for the night.
They had a free bus ticket.
Yeah. He got his chips back on the way.
Yeah.
Why the fuck didn't Sean Gilmartin pitch? I mean, he sucks.
It doesn't matter.
But still, let him pitch. Matter. Let somebody else pitch.
That's why he was there.
You got the same four fucking guys pitching over. You're going to kill Josh Edgen. Who's not great
anyway. Which
wouldn't
be a bad thing.
Yeah, he's not great. But you got the same four fucking guys pitching over and over and over again.
Salas,
you can't win this
Salas
way.
Salas has been great.
Salas has been really good.
He's been great.
Really good.
But he can't... I mean, he's pitched 7 out of 11 games.
Yeah, I think you're right about Rafael Montero.
Yeah.
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 Sad.
Yeah.
Because he could be good. He could be good.
It's done.
He could be good, but he's not.
He could be good.
He walks too many people.
You know who is good, who's tearing it up, is Dominic Smith and Ahmed Rosario.
You're not going to see Dom this year. You're going to see Ahmed Rosario.
At the end of the year, I think. But Dominic's getting close to 400.
When they DFA Jose Reyes, because it's going to happen.
Unbelievable.
I knew it. I just smell it.
I told you that going into this year. I said the problem is he's not playing for a contract. He's comfortable again. He's going to suck.
Linda, what's Jose Reyes' average right now?
Because he's hitting over
100. I think I have more pocket change.
If he's hitting over 100.
He's not.
93.
Oh, 93.
I got more pocket change.
You do?
No.
That's unique to have 93 cents in your pocket. Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
170 on base.
Oh, my God. What's his slugging?
116.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
And
you got guys with no arms hitting better than that.
In 43 at-bats, he has 12 strikeouts.
I mean, he's awful. He's awful.
And he's... No, maybe I'm...
First rate. He's not awful. He's first rate awful. He looks like the guy who got punched in the face by United Airlines.
Yes,
he's the physical embodiment of that.
He's wearing Eli Manning merch.
Yeah, I'd rather have that guy knocked out at bat.
Well, but here's the thing: you don't need to play Jose Reyes.
No.
You can play Wilmer Flores
sure
at third base.
You sure can.
And you should be.
You should be.
Wilmer Flores again is producing.
And why is Lucas Duda off every other day?
He's getting a blow. He's getting a turn.
How many
blow.
Blows does this guy need? Same thing last night with Jay Bruce. I understand it's a lefty. I got you. But how about I didn't even see him pinch hit. Try something, man. How many lineups has Terry Collins put out? What are we, 7-5, 12 games? I bet he's put out 9 lineups. 9 different. I'll go 9.
Well,
over or under on 9?
I'll go under on 9. Oh, different lineups?
Yeah, every night.
Oh, I got it. I'll take the over.
Take the over on 9?
If it's 11 games, he's probably put out 15 lineups.
12 games. I bet I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt with 9. I mean, what does he do? What, does he just have like a wheel with everybody's name on it?
Well, and listen, here's the problem, okay? And we knew this was going to be a problem.
Oh, by the by, Rene Rivera sucks.
Yeah, he's always sucked.
Yeah, but he really sucks.
He used to have good at bats.
I'd rather have Anthony
year.
Recker as a backup catcher.
The refrigerator, baby. I loved Recker.
I mean, come on.
So here's the problem. You have too many people in the outfield, right?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Conforto is a major league player.
Must play. And Curtis is showing
you
the glove.
You wanted Conforto out of here. You wanted to trade Conforto.
You're right. And I'm wrong. Michael Conforto has to play. Do you realize what you could do with just
Conforto,
having
Cespedes and Bruce.
Bruce, Cespedes, Conforto, 3-4-5. You know how dangerous that would be with Duda hitting 6th and Walker or Cabrera hitting 7th?
Granderson is still a serviceable Major League Baseball player.
But I think Granderson, if you sat him down and said, listen, I love you. We love you. You're 36. We got to let the kid play.
Yeah.
He would go, okay, Terry, good of the team. because that's who he is.
But
is Terry scared to do that?
I think so. I think so.
You don't want to hurt his fucking feelings?
I don't know. But I am, I mean, Duda can hit lefties. Conforto's got to play to be able to hit lefties. No more of this mixing matching bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm tired of
this. This manager, if you lose this year, you got to look squarely into Terry Collins' eyes and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really, you really should be 9-3.
Terry, you're 5.
Yeah. You should be 9-3. Oh, that game we lost last night? Ridiculous.
He's
ridiculous.
Put out the same lineup for two different lineups twice. Like, so the opening day and the next
How
day.
How many times has he used a different lineup? Is that, so
I don't know
10.
If you can translate.
Is it 10?
10.
10.
Wow. 10 out of 12 games. Jeez. This guy's used a different lineup.
No, 9. Because, sorry. No, because you're, because I'm, nah.
do the face you make when there's an annoying caller. Do what you do.
Oh, I get that face all the time.
There it is.
Nine. Hello. Nine. Yeah. Thank you. This man is going to cost you everything. And let me tell you, you have a World Series caliber team.
And
right
I love here. Terry. I've defended Terry on
this
show.
This is bad.
Publicly, privately, and everything in between. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
You had to let DeGrom go. And taking Wheeler out the other night, Wheeler didn't even look at him. Wheeler was
Yeah, very upset. You want to work through it.
There was no reason. Of course he would have.
You guys are exhausting your bullpen. Like the Yankees are. And the Yankees don't have a starting pitchers that are good that
Yankees
can go
been far. Great.
Yeah,
we've been great. Cece had a great day yesterday. But I'm just saying. No, probably not.
I hope it does. Love Cece.
I don't.
Judge looks a lot better.
He does.
He's actually, you know.
You know why he's not swinging for the fences?
He's not. He's trying to just get hits.
Walking. He will regress back to his center because he's a home run hitter. That's in his DNA. We'll see.
I think he's enjoying hitting the ball hard for singles and doubles.
I think you got a bigger problem than you're letting on with Greg Bird because he is not right.
He's hurt.
He's hurt. No, he's not hurt. Right. You forced him back early.
He's late on everything.
Yeah. And going back to being late on everything with Jose Reyes, the guy doesn't even walk anymore.
Well,
he doesn't even try to walk.
He has no clue what he's doing when he's at bat. He's just swinging.
I mean,
3-0, swinging 3-0, pitches in the dirt. I mean, he's got no, you know, I sound like Keith. He's got no game plan up there.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Well,
And he's got to, you know, he's got to pay for that secret family.
She wants from $11,500 to $41,000 in child support.
A month?
A week or what?
Just
up a
monthly.
Monthly? That's he got it. He's got it. Give it to her. I mean, this is your fault, you dickhead. I mean, you're fucking around. You got a 7-year-old kid who now comes out you don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
What a dickhead you are. I mean, if you were hitting 340, I might give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But you're a fucking dickhead. You're hitting 93 cents. You don't even have on the Price is Right, you'd lose. Do you realize that?
You know what the biggest... Well, 93 cents, they get you there at the Price is Right. That's pretty close to a dollar.
Well, no, I mean, you... No, it's...
Yeah.
Are you talking about the wheel? No, I'm talking about it. They just general games.
Oh, no, he'd lose.
Yeah, he'd lose.
Yeah, he'd lose. He'd lose.
Yeah.
He'd lose. You know who else is losing? I think the most unbelievable thing in baseball right now, the Toronto Blue Jays.
I think the most unbelievable thing in baseball right now is the Minnesota Twins, how good they've been.
Are they undefeated still?
No. I think they're like 8-4 or 9-3.
Okay.
Miguel Sano, my friend, going to come on.
Yeah,
I'm telling
great.
You.
He's great.
I'm telling
great.
You.
Great. Steve and I have been on Miguel Sano for at least the last 3 years.
Yeah,
in MLB.
And he's been awful. He's been awful generally, but he's really going to come on. The Blue Jays are old. They're injured. Their starting pitching is lacking.
Well, but their pitching has not been the problem.
It's their
hitting.
Can't score.
But that's where I think they may be okay because they're going. These guys are going to hit.
Yeah, well, they're also going to get some of their guys back too.
But Donaldson is like Greg Bird. He's hurt.
Yeah,
and they're trying to play
him through.
Yeah,
and Jose Bautista.
Batista's aging. I mean, he's not. And losing Encarnacion was a lot bigger.
That was gigantic.
Really big.
That was
I don't
a
think
lot
people
bigger
realize.
Than people thought.
Yeah, that's gigantic. I think you will see. Like I said on Facebook, I think the Nationals are going to be the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball. I can see it.
The what?
The Nationals.
What about them?
They're going to be the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball. Losing Giolito for Adam Eaton. What's Adam Eaton hitting, Linda? Can you look that up?
If Adam Eaton's hitting over 250.
Yeah. What's he hitting? Because Lucas Giolito, that kid's a fucking stud. And we saw him, what, twice last year?
He's great.
A fucking stud. He can pitch.
People said he's a head case, though. He may never actually put it all together.
Bryce Harper's a head case.
Yeah. Well,
he put it all together.
He'll put it all together when he's a Yankee.
I'm worried. Yeah.
I hope so.
He'll figure it out.
I'm worried about the Dodgers. Good team this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good team this
year. I don't know.
I'm telling you, Puig, 40 home runs.
No way.
Eaton is batting .289.
All right, not bad.
Well, how many hits? How many home runs?
He's not a home run guy.
11 hits.
How many doubles?
One home run.
Four doubles? How many doubles?
Four doubles.
Man, it's good.
That is good.
How many steals?
Oh, this is where it gets complicated.
Yeah, I don't know where
two.
That is.
Two? No.
Two?
Stolen five. Bases, two, yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Can you look up the entire Nationals lineup and give me what they're hitting? Because also, Max Scherzer, not looking the same.
No.
Not looking the same.
Eventually, he's not going to go 21-3, 21-5 every year.
Yeah. I just think they're a disappointing team in the sense that every year, or well, at least for the last four or so years, all we've been hearing is how great
they're
gonna
run
are.
Away with
how
it
great and, they yeah. are. And I said it, when you hire Dusty Baker, you're down to lose in the playoffs.
You're wrong.
Have they made it yet? Have they made it to where they have to be?
No.
Okay, and that's Dusty's mismanagement.
One year. He's been there. 1 year.
Dusty's mismanagement.
Dusty brought that team back to competitive.
Okay.
That team had no interest in playing baseball.
For Matt Williams?
I mean, they had no interest. He brought them back and made them competitive last year. Dusty's a great manager. The knock on him is he can't manage his bullpen or his pitching. He did a pretty good job of that last year. Yeah. They're going to be competitive. The Nationals are not going to be below 500.
They're not going to be below 500, but I think the team that's going to give us the most problems is the team we're playing right now, the Miami Marlins.
I don't know why we can't beat this team.
They hit, man.
Flat out hit.
They flat out hit.
But we got
no pitching.
But we have to hit them.
Yeah.
You know.
Why does Adam Conley always do this to us?
He's great.
He's a Met killer.
He's great.
And
he's got that really deceptive lefty delivery where the ball comes out really late. Yeah. He's great.
And Christian Yelich is a fucking stud.
He's great.
That kid could hit.
He's great.
That was a bomb last night.
I was wrong on him. I thought he was going to be a crumb.
Oh, I told you, man. I told you. Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton. If you set that 3-4-5 right,
yeah.
Serious business.
Ozuna was in AAA last year.
Yeah. He had a horrible first half of the year.
Daniel Murphy's batting the best right now for the Nationals.
Was he hitting 370?
347.
Yeah, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your weekly reminder that if the Mets had Daniel Murphy, they probably would have won the World Series last year.
Yeah. All right.
Or the year before.
All right. So you don't have – well, they had Murph the year before.
Yeah. I was wanting to see if you were paying attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the lineup and give me what they're hitting, everybody.
Daniel Murphy's 347.
No.
Trea Turner.
Trea Turner's hurt. He's not playing. No, he's not playing.
All right, let me
go ahead.
Okay.
This is an order of their
of what they're hitting?
Yeah.
Trea Turner played one game or two games and I got
hurt. Well, he's hitting 342.
Well, that's great.
Wait a minute. This is 100 and No.
What?
This is not right.
This is last year's, isn't it?
Yeah.
He hit 347 last year. I knew it. He didn't hit.
He's before right now.
Yeah.
Well,
I got you.
Let's go. Just give me the fuck. Come on. Let's go. Come on. What is this?
Come on. What is this?
This is ridiculous.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Get out of
so
here.
So anyway, I just think what the Nationals lack, one, I don't think Bryce Harper wants to be there as much as we all think he wants to be there.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he's hidden that. Every time you make a dumb move, he goes on Instagram and he bitches about it. Gives you a wow. Yeah.
Gives you a wow. So, like I said, I think the Nationals are going to be the most disappointing team.
You can't tell me the Blue Jays are not disappointing right now.
It's 9 games. Or 11 games. I'm not going to tell you that right away. I think the Blue Jays will bounce back.
So, actually still Daniel Murphy 408.
Yeah.
Matt Wieters is 355. Zimmerman is 341.
Oh my god.
Jason Worth is 306.
Poof. What?
Bryce Harper 300.
Jesus.
Adam Eaton is 289. And Anthony Rendon is 179.
But that'll change.
Yeah.
Ping pal. I mean.
So then it's their pitching.
Pretty good.
Then it's their pitching. But are these singles? Are these home runs?
Who cares? When you're hitting 400, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but okay, you're hitting 400.
People Rendon is the only one to not have hit a home run.
Who?
Rendon.
Rendon sucks.
He's good.
I
like him.
He should go to the American League, play DH.
I'd take him over anybody. We're shuttling out to third base these days.
You would take him over Wilmer?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I love Wilmer.
It'd be close.
But Rendon's an everyday solid
but the only,
major league
I mean,
player.
Wilmer gives you clutch hits.
Wilmer
comes
Wilmer.
Up and gives you.
Are you softening on Wilmer
I
for
am.
Us?
Yeah, I am.
That's good.
I am.
Until he strikes out in a big spot, and then next week, I told you about Wilmer. I knew about Wilmer.
No.
Where he fumbles a ball, like a ground ball.
No. Wilmer, I'm okay with for the time
you
being.
Can't find a man in the past maybe 10 years who wanted to be a Met more than Wilmer Flores.
It's true.
I mean, when that kid almost got traded, hit that home run.
It's true.
And he was coming towards the plate and he pulled his jersey.
It's true.
I mean, come on.
It was great. It's true. I'm not going to hate that. It's true. True.
But.
So, I mean, There has to be a time, though, where we look at what we have and try to improve the infield desperately, because first base is a problem right now.
Let me just talk you through Nationals pitching.
Okay.
Starting pitching.
Yeah.
Daddy needs his glasses.
Okay, come on.
Strasburg is 1-0 with an ERA of 3. Tanner Roark, 2-0, ERA of 3.5.
That'll change.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Gio Gonzalez, 1-0, ERA of 0.69. Max Scherzer, 1-1 with an ERA of 2.13. Jeremy Guthrie, 0-1 with an ERA of 135.
That's a good one.
He pitched one game.
Against the Phillies and gave up 11 runs, right?
Two-thirds of an inning, 6 hits, 10 runs, all earned. No home runs, 4 walks.
Wow, no home runs.
No home runs.
That's something.
He got busted open the hard way.
10 runs, that had to be 6 doubles.
Here's their bullpen. This is where it comes. Blake Treinen. 5.06 ERA in 6 games. Joe Blanton, the Joe Blanton. 6 games, 6.43 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Coda Glover, 6 games, 3.6. Sean Kelly, the Sean Kelly.
Wow, he's
the
like
Yankee
40.
Cast off Sean Kelly.
Like 40.
5 games, 7.2 ERA. And the coup de grace, Sammy Solis, 5 games, 10.8 ERA.
Who's their closer, Melanson?
No, Melanson went to the Giants, I believe.
Pirates.
Yeah, no.
Who's their closer?
Their closer is pick a name. Oh, they also got somebody else in the bullpen. Good old Ali Perez.
Oh, Oliver.
2 games with an ERA of 11.57.
That's what I like. Showing off.
Any Romero, 4 games, 8.10
Who
ERA.
Who are these people?
Their closer is Blake Treinen, who's gone 6 games. An ERA of 5.
How many saves?
3 saves, but he's pitched 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 home run, 3 walks.
This is good. This is important. It's important to have this. See, because this is what's going to happen to the Nationals.
Oliver Perez, his WHIP is 1.714.
That's horrible.
He allows 1 2/3 base runners per inning.
It's good. Yep. Oh, this is what you need. This is what you need from them.
What are the standings like in the NL East?
I think we're in front by a half game.
Half game?
Or we're tied with the Nationals. I can't remember which.
By the way, if Rudy Gobert goes down for the playoffs, that's a huge blow for the
Jazz.
Oh,
yeah. Talk about the old playoffs, eh?
Yeah. I mean, the Jazz are like my sleeper pick. That and the Pacers.
Okay, so we all agree that the Spurs are going to sweep the Grizzlies, right?
Yeah, that's not even a...
All right.
That was a massacre.
No, the Pacers are not going to beat the Cavaliers. The Cavs are going to win in 5.
They had a chance to win that game.
I'm gonna tell you something about the Los Angeles Clippers. This will be Doc Rivers' final season as the head coach if they get bounced by the Jazz.
If Rudy Gobert's done, they got no chance.
Yeah, probably. That's true. Better games today, I think, we have... can you look it up? Because I don't even want to look at scores on my phone. Just come recording the Manchester United match.
Mets are in front by a half a game in front of Miami and Washington.
I'm telling you, Miami is going to be... Hey, Dad, I know you're asleep still, but Miami's going to be dangerous, man. I don't care. I don't care what anybody tells me about that. They're going to be fucking dangerous. They can hit a ton. They got nothing but power hitters on that fucking team for the most part.
Well, D. Gordon's a great leadoff hitter. I mean,
I hate D. Gordon.
What
a fucking asshole.
But he's good.
How about the Royals being awful?
Yeah, well, you know.
You saw that coming? You saw them being this bad?
No. Well, listen, they lost their ace of their rotation.
And hitters.
Kind of a big deal.
And some hitters, too.
So, you know.
The Cardinals have some problems.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Cardinals,
that's surprising.
Have to be great, but yeah.
That's surprising.
They'll figure it out. They're that. You know what they do? Come, like, you know, July, they'll bring up a prospect who will hit 35 home runs. I mean, that's just the way it goes. How's old Gary Sanchez doing these things?
There was a lot of...
he's doing well. Yeah. Old dead arm Sanchez.
Where's Gare?
He's on the DL.
Yeah, he's on the DL.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Did you miss that? Strained bicep.
I missed it when they said that he was going on the DL for a couple of days. And then it's like, well, now he's going to be out probably about a month.
Yeah.
And the reality is, he's not going to play again this year. I hate to tell you. He's done.
I think it's going to be a long time. I don't know if it's the whole year, but you're not going to see him again until August, I bet.
I don't think it's going to be the whole year. Well, it's going to be a couple months, I think.
One, it's going to be a nagging injury, too. It's his throwing arm. So it's going to be a nagging injury. And two, I love how Michael Kay and that other fucking asshole, LaGreca, come out and tell you, oh, I think Gary Sanchez could still make an impact this season. Okay.
No, they were talking about how without Gary Sanchez, who else? Oh, Greg Bird, somebody else.
Yeah, we're still
a
playoff contender.
Yeah, we're still a playoff contender.
I know. Yeah. No, it's good.
All the astronauts are dead, but we feel really good about this ship coming back to Earth.
Yeah. Space is very small. One of the things I also I'm going to be wrong about is I'm wrong about the Seattle Mariners. They blow. Sorry. Yeah. I was wrong. I thought they were going to be better.
Who is it? James Paxton though, who's their pitcher just lights out.
Yeah. They have a good core of hitters. They can't pitch. They have
so
no pitching.
I got an email the other day from New York Mets.com.
Yeah.
What do they want? About a trip to Seattle.
I mean, oh yeah, I saw that.
What, you got that too? Did you get that too?
I deleted it promptly. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I thought maybe they were hacking my shit and sending me things to go to Seattle.
No,
it's everybody.
No, I think it's just everybody.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think it's just any, just us. Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm blowing my whole wad on New Orleans. I'm not coming to Seattle to see you.
Blow big loads.
I'm gonna blow big. I can't shoulder that big load by myself. Yeah. Anywho. United's playing Chelsea at the moment. Don't know the score. Don't care to know. I'm recording it. I'm wearing everything that has to do with United right now. So if you tell me, I will wish cancer upon you and your family. And it will come true. The evil eye rings in the mail. So one of the things I think we need to do against Chelsea today is push forward. Push forward on that attacking defense. Because they have an attacking defense. They can move in on the ball. I want to see Mourinho push forward. There's no Zlatan today. He asked to not play today. He's very tired. I understand.
Wow.
Playing every fucking game. Wow. Guy plays every fucking game.
You gotta be kidding me.
Guy plays every... He's 36!
You gotta be kidding me. Not playing against Chelsea?
No. We want to win the Europa League to get into the Champions League. We have no shot in the Premier League to get in the Champions League.
I can't believe you're okay with that.
I am okay with it.
Wow.
I'm totally okay
against
with it.
Against one of the best teams in the league.
Thibaut Courtois is not playing for Chelsea either.
Go to your manager and say, this is the game I want to be in.
Thibaut Courtois is not playing for Chelsea either.
Who cares?
He's
That's
the
Chelsea.
Best goalkeeper in the world.
I'm aware of
one
that.
One of them.
Then I, or even more so, he should want to play.
Rashford's up front. I'm not worried. That's crazy. We put a fast lineup up front.
You're going to lose 3-0.
No, we're not.
3-0.
No, we're not. No,
I'll tell you what the score is now.
That would be a real problem for you. No, I don't think we're going to lose 3-0. I don't know if it's going to go our way today. But I just also think that when we push forward, you got to finish the chances. I mean, we had 24 shots against Anderlecht, 17 of them on goal, and it was a 1-1 draw in Anderlecht, which was good, though, because we get the away goal. The away goal is very important. If we can hold Anderlecht to zero goals at Old Trafford, which I think we'll play out a stronger defensive line and play back, then we got a shot. We got a shot to go through. And I think we're going to see Ajax, and that will be very fun. I want to see Ajax in the semis of the Europa League. Now, going to what Mourinho needs to do this summer. This summer is very important. Everybody's telling me, oh, in 1 year, you know, you got to do everything in 1 year. Impossible. Impossible. There's no way you could do everything in 1 year. Now, you get Andre Silva, the kid on Porto. He plays, I think he's got something like 24 goals in 36 games. Can you look that up, Linda? Can you tell me what Andre Silva's doing right now on Porto? You go get that kid. You bring me Regina Nainggolan from Roma. That man is fucking stupid. You get rid of Fellaini. Rooney's got to go. Michael Carrick's probably going to be gone. You get rid of Chris Smalling. I don't know if you're going to get rid of Luke Shaw. And I also think David De Gea is not on this team next year. I really believe that.
Real Madrid?
Yeah, I would think so.
His choice?
Yes and no. It's going to be a column A, column B thing. They're trying to do... Which if they could pull this off, would be amazing. They're trying to get this kid, the striker Borial, from you, along with James Rodriguez. If they could pull that off, that would be really nice. And then they go get a goalkeeper, the goalkeeper from AC Milan, Gianluigi Donnarumma, which would also be fairly fantastic. That would be a lot of fun to see him in the red. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm not sure just yet. Am I hopeful about today's game? Not particularly. Not really. I'm not hopeful. I think it could be a draw at best for us. That's what I'm looking for. I don't think we're going to catch the top four this year in the Premier League. The only way through to the Champions League is to win the Europa League, which I think we can absolutely do. And I think that's why he didn't put out the best lineup today. I know what the starting 11 was. It's not the best lineup. He's doing it on purpose. I understand. It's fine.
Jose Ball.
I'm not worried about it. You want to get to the Champions League, you got to do it one way. And I understand. Am I upset about it? A little bit. I can't do anything about it. You're my manager. I can't do anything about it. So things will change next year when he has full say over what to do in the summer transfer window.
Yeah, no, true.
I think they will change. You'll see some youth. There's a kid named Callum Gribben. Look that kid up. Aiden Barlow. Look that kid up. Roshan Williams. Look him up. They're all on our youth team, and they're all fucking great. And they're going to be – hopefully they'll be here. I mean, he doesn't like the youth.
You know who's been great? Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey's been great.
2-0.
2-0.
2.92 ERA.
Looks like he wants it.
Yeah.
Looks like he wants it. And if you want it, I'm with you. If you want it, I'm with you. Because I want it too. I want it. So let's do it. That's all.
That's great. You have any big Easter plans?
We're going to go to brunch. Yeah. Well, after the United match, we're going to go to brunch. Probably the cottage. We're going to try it again. Oh, nice. See how it works. And I might go get fitted for your suit.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I might do that today or I might do it tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. But we'll go to the men's warehouse and we'll ask for Moisha.
Yeah, no, that's who fitted me.
Was it Moisha at the men's warehouse?
No, woman. I can't remember her name.
Was it Moisha?
No, but so
was it Moisha?
Fitted for the tux. And she says to me, oh, she says about
what
my gray hair.
What a big dick you have.
It's close. She says it about my gray hair and she goes, oh, I just love that hair. You have hair just like my ex-husband.
Well, that's great.
And I'm thinking to myself, is this good or bad? You know?
You know, gray hair rhymes with pussy.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
For those of you that don't know this running story, we're going to let the guest of honor tell it.
I don't think he can.
We're going to let Jay tell it.
I don't think I can. The whole family's listening to the show. They're texting.
Are they really?
They are.
Oh, family.
Yeah.
I guess we won't. We'll just have 3 minutes of dead air then. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bogdan Clan.
Yeah, the one week they choose to listen.
If I were a betting man.
I wasn't ready for this. Let's go. Can we go bum of the week first?
Yeah, bum of the week.
Terry Collins. I'll go bum of the week as Eli Manning.
Okay.
I mean, you really got to be a scumbag to defraud people this way.
You do, but Terry Collins, you don't even have to ask me this year.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Terry Collins. But here's the problem with Terry Collins. He's not using the multicolored pen anymore. I don't know.
If you noticed that. He's using one color.
One color pen.
One color that kills us.
He's got no creativity.
He's the one color killer.
Was Rene Rivera batting second the other night, by the way? Or was he did he bat the pitcher eight?
He bat the pitcher eight.
Okay. All
right. No, I know. Also, I was told by people that I don't talk enough about domestic violence and how it's being affected in the NFL. Okay, so Tremaine Brock of the San Francisco 49ers got released and cut, both the same thing, for punching his woman. And let me tell you this. If you hit a woman in any sport, anywhere, you should never get to play that sport again. One, you don't get two opportunities or three opportunities. You are done. As far as I'm concerned, you are done. You never play again. You revoke your privileges, one, as a baseball player, football player, basketball player, whatever, and as a human being. You never get to play again. And I'll talk more about it next week. We just got a lot with the Mets
but
today.
But, you know, the thing about domestic violence is, do you see the Yankee calendar?
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman is October. Is their October guy, the poster child for the calendar for next year? October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And they made Aroldis Chapman October.
Oh, October.
I mean, that's great, Yankees.
Well, it doesn't matter. You won't be playing October baseball anyway. It doesn't matter.
Your
calendar.
It's obviously not intentional, but something like that, you got to fucking shut that down. If I were a betting man, Greg Blade goes down for the year this year. Greg Bird is not going to be a serviceable Major League Baseball player. I think they get very bad news about Greg Bird this week.
If I were a betting man, Jose Reyes is not on this team by mid-July. Mid-July. He's cut, but I would say by the All-Star break DFA'd.
Could be sooner.
I don't even know if is there even anyone that would take him? There's no way, right? There's nobody.
No.
So
he could be Cespedes' caddy.
That's fine.
Working out.
Well, no, they don't do golf anymore, Cespedes. You know, he and his wife, you know what he and his wife do now? What? They're hunters.
Oh.
He and his wife go hunting.
Well, it's better than pulling a hamstring.
So, you know, if she ever catches him cheating on her, hey, just get one shotgun shell right to the face and it's all over for us. And that'll be happy Easter for you. You know, listen, when Jesus rose.
Oh, we're not here next week, are we? Are you going to be able to do it?
I don't think so. I'll talk to the guys. When Jesus rose from the dead,